Welcome to the Lighthouse Church podcast. Thanks so much for joining us for this week's message. We want to say a special thank you to each and every person that gives and partners with us. To learn more about what Lighthouse Church is doing in San Bruno and across the San Francisco Bay Area, visit our website, www.lighthousesanbruno.com. Like and subscribe so you don't miss any new content. Now, check out this week's message.
It's so wonderful to see all your beautiful faces this morning, and I'm so excited that we get to continue our series. In fact, we're concluding our series today called Peace. Peace is the theme today, but we're concluding our series on promises. So we've been talking about the promises of God, and I'm really excited to get to share with you today on the final promise that we're talking about today, which is God's promise to bring us peace. Now, there's a lot of other promises in the Bible, all right? We just highlighted a few of them. The promise we're talking about today, peace. In John 14, 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." This is a really, really powerful promise from God's word. And the reality of it is we do experience a lot of troubled hearts and fear. And this is a very common human condition. And so I feel like Scripture addresses this a lot because God knows our struggle as human beings on this planet. We don't want to be unpeaceful, right? We don't want to be anxious. We don't want to be stressed out. I've actually noticed I don't really want to always tell people I'm busy. Like it's a badge of honor, like I should be proud that I'm super busy. Because, you know, our culture makes it sound like if you're busy, that means you're popular and you're happy and you're thriving. I don't think that we have to be busy in order to have a full, happy life. I think what we need actually is to experience peace in our lives. And peace, there's a lot of sayings about peace. You know, peace is the present. It's not the absence of pain or something, but the presence of Christ. I don't know. There's little sayings about it. But peace is something that you have to pursue with your whole heart. Okay? Peace doesn't just happen to you. You have to pursue peace. You have to go after peace. Some people, this is the world will say, protect your peace, protect your peace. And I would say that that's actually based in Scripture, right? That we are to guard our hearts and guard our minds. And in doing so, we are protecting our peace. I would say absolutely peace is the presence of Christ. The presence of Christ brings peace. But sometimes there's also things that need to be eliminated from our lives so that we can experience God's peace, all right? So it's not just reading a verse of the Bible a day that gives you peace. There's different angles to it. There's different dimensions to experiencing peace. But I would say this is the first thing I think is very important, is you have to pursue peace and make it a priority in your life if you want peace. And I would say that there's not a person in the room that does not want peace in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. So our spirit has peace with God because we give our lives to Jesus, right? That's how you can experience peace with God, because, you know, we know that we're broken people, we make mistakes, We have a holy God. In order to have a relationship with him, in order to experience eternity in heaven with him, then we have to have peace with God. We have to become reconciled with God. How do we do that? Through Jesus, because Jesus sacrificed his life on the cross, rose from the grave. That's how we get to, by accepting that gift of salvation, we get to have peace with God. That's one dimension of peace, which is the key dimension of peace, right? That peace is the most important, peace with God. But then there's also other dimensions of peace that God wants us to live in. Peace with one another, right? Peace within the body of Christ. Peace out amongst, you know, like peace as we are going and coming in all our different relationships. I think that God wants us to live in peace and harmony and unity, right? There's a scripture that says how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So I'm not convinced that God's really thrilled with all the different church groups that we block, you know, people out, you know. I think he wants us to be more like one body of Christ and to focus more on what brings us together and the power of God in our lives and that unity, and not make such a big deal about things that are really just a matter of opinion, not a matter of theology and truth from the Bible. Okay, so a lot of things we divide over are just like personal preference or opinion, you know. So I do think that God wants us first peace with him, peace with one another, and then peace on the inside with our mind and our heart to experience peace. I think that that's really an inside job. I can't make you have peace. I can pray for peace. I can pray that you will have peace in your home. I can pray that you have peace in your soul. But peace is an inside job. You know, when my kids are not feeling at peace, it breaks my heart. But the reality of it is I can't always fix it for them. It's something that's going on the inside, and I pray for them. But we talk to them a lot about the importance of taking every thought captive and making it obedient to Christ, right? We Scripture says we demolish arguments and every pretension, every lofty thing that sets itself up above the knowledge of God. So the things of the earth, the distractions that get very loud, we demolish those. We tear those down. We say, no. That belongs under my feet. I'm putting God up high in my life. I'm making him the priority, his words about me the priority. So, of course, we get this from the Bible. That's how we know what God says about us, right? We know about that from the Bible. But there's going to be a lot of other people who are saying a lot of other things about you all throughout the week. I'm aware of that. There's people who are telling you that you're not good enough, or you're incompetent, lazy, distracted, I don't know, angry, stressed, silly, whatever. I don't know what they're saying about you. But there are people that are saying negative things about you, things that would, the world is telling you to be afraid. Do you turn on the news ever? I don't. I don't like to turn on the news. I find it depressing. And stresses me out. Okay, that gives me anxiety. So what do? I don't even turn it on. It's very seldom, Pastor Matt will tell you, very seldom do I listen to the news. I will read news highlights so I know what's going on in the world in general, but I'm not listening to all the voices commentating about it, telling you to be worried and stressed and overwhelmed, and I don't do it. Because I feel like if I'm listening to them, I'm inviting in anxiety, not peace, and peace comes from God. He's the author of peace. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. So you guys know this, right? The world does stress you out, make you anxious and worried, But then they also try to offer you little tidbits, little small amounts of temporary peace, little offerings, like, you know, take this pill and you'll feel great for a few hours. You know, I can't tell you how many times I read about, or I see these commercials about pills to get people through the night so they can sleep, pills to get people to wake up during the day so they feel good enough to get through the day. Like, the United States, we are a medicated people, and I'm not telling you, you know, I'm not advising you medically, all right? I'm not a doctor, but I will say that the world is telling you all the problems that you have, and then they're throwing things at you to try to get you to temporarily fix it for a little bit and for a lot of money. You know, they will, I mean, why do people love going to bars and drinking so much? Because, like, it's like a temporary forget, and you feel peaceful for a moment, and everything's kind of chill. You know, I mean, I know in my town of Pacifica, there's all kinds of things that people do just to feel kind of peaceful for a moment. I felt peaceful for a moment out on Laguna Beach, lying there in the sun and the sand, and it's like peaceful. But that's only for a few hours, and then you go back to everyday life. So we have to figure out how to have peace, I believe, peace regardless of what's going on around us, because there's always going to be catastrophes and stressful things happening in our lives. There's always something to worry about, to stress out about. I mean, I know I'm talking about first world problems, but like Matt and I just go to Walgreens. We're just going to pick up something really quick. And then this lady pulls out of her parking spot and dents my car, you know, scrapes up my car. And we're just sitting there in the parking lot. And then I have to, you know, take pictures, and I have to deal with insurance, and I have to, you know, it's just all the things, right? And it's like not really fun. And I'm telling you again, I realize this is a first world problem. This is nothing really significant. But life happens, right? Things break, things have to get fixed, it feels overwhelming, what do? I thought I paid my taxes, but then they say I need to do this. What about really stressful things, like somebody's sick and we don't know what to do? Or somebody got kicked out of their school, we don't know how we're gonna pay rent, we don't know how we're gonna, you know what I mean? Like, so there's some big things that can really stress us out. And then there's that saying, when it rains, it pours. So, you know, it feels like one thing happens and you think, oh, it'll be fine. But then it's another thing and another thing and another thing and another thing. And it all happens in the same month, you know? And I think that, again, peace is not the absence of problems, but it's the presence of Christ. Like I said, I know it's a silly saying, but it's true. Like, the problems are never, ever going to fully go away. If you're waiting, I always tell people about that, like, when it comes to, like, showing up for church and spending time in the Bible and all the things. It's never going to be perfect in your life. You have to make a decision of, are you going to pursue peace in your life? Are you going to pursue peace in your soul? Are you going to pursue peace with God? That's a choice that you have to make, and then you have to make it a priority. You have to go after it, because there will be things, like, you've got babies that are crying and kids that want these things and all this stuff. And I have learned that I have to go after peace and protect it and guard it with all my heart. And that peace is not dependent on other people or the circumstance or the situation. Because if it is, then my peace, I'm going to lose it all the time. You see, I would be stressed out all the time. Because I've got a lot of people that are looking to me to speak life into them and encouragement, and they are not peaceful necessarily. You know, and there's stuff, like, it comes and goes, but there's a lot of stuff. If I were to take all of that on, and allow other people's feelings, emotions, situations, all of that to determine my peace, I would not be at peace. It wouldn't be possible. My peace has to be dependent on what Jesus has imparted into my life and what he says about me. And I think it's very important that we remember who peace is. Peace is God. He is the source of peace. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." Other translations, "Who will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed on," I'm going to say me or thee, I don't know. It's whose mind is stayed on God, focused on God. Just like when that song, "It is well with my soul," there's the winds and the storms and all of that, the earthquakes, but I got to keep my eyes fixed on God. Because if I don't, then I'm sinking, I'm shifting, I'm stressed out, I'm anxious. But the heart of God is not for us to live anxious. The heart of God is for us to live with peace. I believe that that is his plan. The fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. All right? So it's good to have love. A lot of people say all you need is love, and love is very great. Joy is wonderful, but peace is also something that should be a priority in our lives. And I just want to remind you today, if nothing else, I want you to remember, I want you to know that peace is possible, that peace is actually a promise from God. It's something that he has imparted to us, he makes available to us. And I think that it's something that we get to choose if we're going to grab a hold of it. All right? Do we want to walk in it? Do we want to live in it? Other scripture in John talks about abiding in Christ, remaining in the vine. That's where the peace is, like I said, in the presence of God. But a big thing that I always come back to is taking every thought captive and making it obedient to Christ. John 16:33 says, "I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble." Oh, another guarantee. You will have trouble. We know that. "But take heart, I have overcome the world." So again, we're talking about allowing the voices of the world and all that stress you out kind of stuff become dim. And we recognize in light of God's power, his grace, his provision, his faithfulness, those things are very small compared to God. So that's why I say you have to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ, because those other things do get really, really loud and they try to stress you out. And I would even say, like, are your kids trying to stress you out? No, I don't think so. Is your boss trying to stress you out? Probably not. I don't think they're like really trying to. Even scripture says your battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So the struggle that we have as human beings is very real, but our struggle is between the enemy of our soul that does not want us to live in peace, that does not want us to be like, because if you're not peaceful, you're focused really on yourself. You are stressed out, you're just trying to get through moment to moment. But when you are living in God's peace, you're able to look outside of yourself and be more aware of other people and be able to be a blessing to other people. And the enemy of your soul does not want you doing that. The enemy of your soul wants you focused on moment to moment, me, 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 how do I feel, what is going on with me, what are they doing to me, da, 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 da. Anything but a focus on God, which also takes the focus off of you and then also puts it on other people, the other ones that God loves, that God wants you to help bless. He's going to bless them through you. And so this promise of peace isn't just so that you can feel every day like you're out on a beach in Maui, just chilling. you know? And we all like that, right? And there's nothing wrong with a vacation. I'm just saying that you can't just live for that vacation or live for that, you know, few hour high, that moment to moment, you know, chasing temporary peace. I'm telling you, it's possible to have a peace that goes beyond understanding, a peace that doesn't make sense, a peace that allows you to walk through challenges of life and remain steady. It doesn't mean that you don't cry sometimes. It doesn't mean that you don't ask God questions, because we are emotional human beings, right? It's okay for us to feel upset about something. I'm not saying peace means I'm living in this like zen state where nothing can touch me and I'm oblivious to everybody. No, because we're emotional beings, and I know that God made us that way on purpose. So I don't think that in order to be living and walking in God's peace, I have to become like a robot. That is also wrong. And that is a whole other issue. So if you're feeling like that, I would love to talk to you about that one. But I think that for me, I had to learn, like, it's also okay for me to feel all these emotions and then just give them to God. I remember because Pastor Matt said, you know, I was crying about my parents. You know, I was missing my parents. And I was like, I just wish, you know, that my kids could know their grandparents. You know, like, I really wish that. And I trust God, but I miss my parents. And I miss that my kids don't have that dynamic. But I'm, you know, and I'm crying. And he says, don't feel bad about crying. Just be glad that you can feel the emotion, that you can process it, that you can, because you're a human being, you know? And I realized, that's good. I don't have to pretend like I don't feel stuff and like it doesn't impact me. But the peace is keeping God bigger than the situation, the circumstance, the feeling, whatever it is. It's making God bigger, keeping God bigger. And again, I think a lot of that has to do with what we dwell on and us choosing to remember the promises of God. So, when I am overwhelmed and when I am stressed out, I look at these scripture verses that remind me of God's promise of peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. The fruit of the Spirit includes peace. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. All right? We are pursuing peace. We are a people who go after peace. And it's a promise from God. It's available to us. Like I said, we have to choose to walk in it, though. We have to go after it. We have to recognize when something is trying to steal our peace. And we have to, like I said, take every thought captive. We have to go, wait a second. Is this what God wants me to be feeling? Is this what God says about me? All right. So I've got to let that become dim in my life. I feel it. I know it's real. But it's not the most important thing. God is so much greater. And I believe that God is really honored when we do that. When we actually even speak out loud his promises over us. And when we say, God, I don't really see it right now, but I know you're bigger than this situation. I know you're bigger than this problem. I know you're bigger. I don't see it right now, but I trust you. Lord, I pray that you would show me your power in this. Show me your peace, God. I need you. And how God does it, but he's very faithful when we actually like speak out to him what we need. He really shows up, and he does provide us with that peace. So I'm believing that for all of us today. I want to invite you to sometime this week, as kind of a follow-up, maybe write down the three things that rob you the most of your peace. Maybe the things that you think about or situations that make you the most stressed out, anxious, and not peaceful. Write them down. And then I would say try to think about what does God really say about those situations? What might God be wanting to do in that situation or through that situation? And kind of just invite God into those two or three things. Invite him into them. And then just see what he does. And if you don't know, if you have no clue how could God work through that situation, then I say find somebody else from church and invite them to talk to you about it. And be like, I am stressed out by this all the time. And then the other thing is, when you have that thing pop up in your life, you got to take that thought captive. And you have to say, wait a minute. I know that is stressful, but God loves me. God's grace is sufficient. God's my provider. God's my protector. God is my defender. One of my favorite things about God is that he's our defender. We don't have to defend ourselves.
Thank you for listening to Lighthouse Church's podcast. We hope today's episode has enriched your faith journey. If you have any questions or want to learn more about our church, visit www.lighthousesanbruno.com. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode. See you next time.